third perek of Shvi'is, Mishnah Talad, another halacha pertaining to putting animal droppings in his field in a fashion that will not look like he's fertilizing the field. Hamedayir is a person makes his field into a place where he stores a stable where he keeps his cows. So Oisei Sahar, the base of Sasayin, he can cordon off an area, put a fence around an area which is the size of base of Sasayin, which is 50 amas by 100 amas. And the Mela, his animals are going to be kept in that area, and naturally, as they live in that area, they're going to let the droppings drop in that area. So even though the mice of the ground will be enriched by the droppings, but since it is clear that this person is just using this as a place to store his animals and not a place to fertilize, that is permitted, because it's not, his kavon is not to fertilize the land. Now the chiddush is that this could only be done in an area which is the size of 50 amas by 100 amas, so it shouldn't look like he's out to just have his whole field fertilized. So there's a certain area cordoned off, 50 by 100 amas, but afterwards he's oikar shalosh ruchas manech dem tois. If he has on the left side of his field, he has these four fences on four sides. So the three fences on the three left sides he removes and remains with the one on the most right side. And now he uses the one on the right side as a wall for the right of making another area of 50 amas by 100 amas on the right side of where he previously cordoned off. So basically, after doing so, he's going to have two areas, each one independently of 50 amas by 100 amas, that will have this droppings fall on them. Yeah. So many of them, so he leaves the central fence of the left-hand side, and now he uses that as being the left side of a new enclosure, which he's going to make on the right side. Seems to me that base alvas in, you're going to have a sum total of 100 by 100 square amas that are going to have the droppings fall on them. Shimon Gamliel, base Shemoinet, he's allowed to do this twice. In other words, one field on the left, one on the right, and then he can do also to the bottom of the two fields. So you'll have a sum total of four areas, each one of base Asayim, which will have these droppings. So he goes to their base Abba, so if his entire field was four Asayim, then he should not use this mahalas of cording off one area with animals and later on cording off another area with animals to the extent that his entire field will become fertilized, because that doesn't look proper. And then Mishayim Imen and Miksos, Mishnei Marasai, he has to have a certain amount of the field which will never be cordoned off, and the zevel, the fertilizer will never fall on that, the drams will never fall in that area. So it might look like he's fertilizing his entire field. He's also allowed to take out of this area and put it into his field like we said in the previous Mishnah, by making three piles of zevel in the field. So once again, and our Mishnah was saying that there's a way of having the droppings fall on his field by making cordon off an area which is 50 by 100 amas and have the animals let the droppings in that area. That is permitted. If he wants to afterwards remove from whatever dropped into that area into his field, then he has to do it in the way previously mentioned, way in the previous Mishnah of making three piles in the field.